Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where your dreams can find a voice. I'm your host, Celine Chenoy. Thank you to all of you who return every week to tune in to become a better version of yourself. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already, and rate our show if you enjoyed this episode.
Achieving success is an exhilarating journey filled with highs, lows, and unexpected twists. It is not a linear path, but a dynamic and unpredictable journey. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a professional, or an artist, mastering success requires unique skills and strategies. In this episode, we will explore how to handle the ups and downs of achievement, equipping you with the knowledge and tools to navigate through any challenge that comes your way.
Mastering Success, a guide to handling the ups and downs of achievement. Over the past few years, I've read and listened to a lot of biographies. No matter the protagonist's race, background, or profession, I can always extract so much wisdom from their journeys. Immersing myself in their worlds transports me into another set of life circumstances, foreign lands, and sometimes even a different era. Listening to Sidney Poitier narrate his life story with his soft but powerful voice and precise way of speaking, with a slight Bahamian accent, gave me insight into the struggles of an immigrant Black man trying to make it in 1930s America. Hollywood did not typically welcome actors who looked like him and were sometimes even hostile to people of his race. Through Poitier's life and his reflections, I learned the importance of self-belief, humility, and integrity. Hearing Britney Spears' narration of her life made me realize the struggles a young, talented singer faces growing up under the harsh scrutiny of the media and dealing with business associates, family members, and romantic partners who betrayed her trust. She gives us a realistic account of what life is like behind the curtain, focusing on the ravaging effects of fame that can consume you if you're unprepared. Reading stories like Spears and Poitier's makes it clear that the attainment of mastery is not as cut and dried as we perceive it to be. Knowing the backstory is critical to gaining context. Without it, we're missing a piece of the puzzle. The ups and downs are fundamental pieces in the construction of a person's identity and the road that led them to worldly success. When listening to someone's life story, we witness the peaks and valleys in their timeline and vicariously glean knowledge and insight, learning what to do and what not to do in our own lives. Seeing them grind and get knocked down, only to get back up again in the screen of our minds, motivates us. Their grit and valor demonstrate the power of the human spirit and what we're capable of when we believe in ourselves and keep moving forward. The biographies I listen to remind me of the hero's journey, a common narrative structure in fiction based on the works of writer Joseph Campbell. If you haven't heard of the hero's journey, you're probably familiar with the story structure. A hero goes off on an adventure to find himself, learns a lesson as he walks into peril and faces challenges, then returns home victorious with newfound knowledge. Campbell writes, "A hero ventures forth from the world of common day into a region of supernatural wonder. Fabulous forces are encountered, and a decisive victory is won. The hero comes back from this mysterious adventure with the power to bestow boons on his fellow man." In his analysis, Campbell emphasizes that there is no pain-free path. The journey the hero goes on is a test of strength, skill, and character. Developing confidence and self-belief in their ability involves sacrifice and facing adversity. In this test of character, it's up to the hero to answer the call and decide to follow the path of righteousness and virtue or give in to temptation. I believe that the hero's journey is deeply ingrained in the human psyche. It can effectively illuminate a person's path and help them interpret what happens along the way, regardless of their end goals. It's a template we use to overcome obstacles as we work through our objectives. Achieving success is an exhilarating journey filled with highs, lows, and unexpected twists. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a professional, or an artist, Mastering success requires unique skills and strategies, including using setbacks to transform and elevate you. As the hero in your life, when you answer the call to adventure, seek guidance, embrace the unknown, and face challenges head-on, you can emerge victorious in anything your heart is set on. By igniting your inner fire, you can unlock your limitless potential and sustainable success. Understanding the nature of success. Success is not a linear path but a dynamic and unpredictable journey. Understanding this truth is crucial in preparing yourself for the ups and downs that come with it. The bumps on the road serve as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Instead of viewing them as burdens and slipping into a victim mentality, embrace them as stepping stones you can leverage. One way to do that is by adopting a growth mindset, one that sees obstacles as temporary rather than insurmountable. Reframing setbacks as learning experiences allows you to develop the resilience needed to bounce back more robust and more determined than ever. Even after the roaring success of Mickey Mouse and the Walt Disney Company as we know it today, Walt Disney experienced failure. Yet he still valued it as much as he did in his early career. He said, "You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you." Recognizing the ups and downs of achievement. Achievement is a roller coaster, and it's essential to understand the rhythms. High moments of success can be intoxicating, but they can also lead to complacency and a loss of focus. During times of success, celebrate your accomplishments but remain grounded. Robert Greene, the author of Laws of Human Nature, writes, "The gods are merciless with those who fly too high on the wings of grandiosity, and they will make you pay the price." Greene suggests that we can resist the pull of the delusional effect of grandiosity by maintaining a realistic assessment of ourselves and our limits. We should tie any feelings of greatness to our work, achievements, and contributions to society. Conversely, low moments can be discouraging and shake your confidence. During challenging times, remind yourself that these periods are temporary and an opportunity for growth. Stay focused on your long-term vision and trust the process. Remember that the sun always shines after a storm. The key to coping with the ups and downs of achievement is to maintain a balanced perspective and not let either extreme define your journey.
Would you like to receive a weekly dose of inspiration in your inbox? If yes, be sure to subscribe to the Live Your Dream Life newsletter, where I spotlight key areas of life, love, and social trends. Information that helps you live your dream life and make a difference. You can sign up for the newsletter and receive a free ebook at www.thedreamcatch.com.
The importance of resilience in mastering success. Resilience is the key to weathering the storms of success. It is the ability to bounce back from challenges, adapt to change, and persevere in the face of adversity. Developing resilience requires cultivating a positive mindset and believing in one's ability to overcome challenges. One way to build resilience is by reframing negative thoughts and finding the silver lining in difficult situations. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus on what you can learn from the experience and how it can strengthen you. Surround yourself with positive influences, seek support from mentors or coaches, and practice self-compassion. Failure is not the opposite of success, it is an integral part of the journey. When facing it, take the time to reflect on what went wrong and identify areas for improvement. Ask yourself what lessons you can learn from the experience and how to apply them later. Remember that the most successful individuals have experienced their fair share of failures. It is through these defeats that they have gained the knowledge and resilience necessary to achieve greatness. As Winston Churchill put it, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Developing a growth mindset for handling setbacks. A growth mindset is the belief that one can develop one's abilities and intelligence through dedication and hard work. By adopting a growth mindset, You can embrace and persist in the face of obstacles and learn from your mistakes. To develop a growth mindset, start by reframing your mindset from fixed to growth-oriented. Replace thoughts of, I can't, with, I can't yet. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and view failures as stepping stones toward mastering success. Arguably one of the greatest sporting champions of all time, Muhammad Ali was the epitome of a success-minded person. Ali wasn't just a great boxer but also an inspiring leader. His reputation for excellence extended beyond the boxing ring because he saw himself as a winner in life. Being a champion was tethered to his self-identity. To be a great champion, you must believe you are the best. If you're not, pretend you are, he's famously known to have said. One of the key elements of a growth mindset is the ability to focus on possibilities rather than limitations. Ali demonstrated this throughout his career. Instead of dwelling on what could go wrong or why something might not work, he constantly sought opportunities and ways to turn challenges into stepping stones. When we adopt a similar mindset, we can approach problems with optimism and creativity, finding innovative solutions and pushing ourselves beyond what we think we're capable of. Cultivate a love for learning and seek out new experiences that push you out of your comfort zone. Remember that success is not about innate talent, it's about effort and perseverance. Strategies for staying motivated during challenging times. Maintaining motivation during challenging times is crucial for mastering success. One effective strategy is to break down your goals into smaller, achievable tasks. This allows you to focus on making progress rather than being overwhelmed by the big picture. Celebrate small wins along the way to boost your willpower and build momentum. Surround yourself with positive influences and seek inspiration from others. Finally, remind yourself of your long-term vision and why you started your journey in the first place. Avoiding burnout and maintaining work-life balance. The work required to achieve our dreams often requires a lot of work and endurance, so we need to learn how to manage our energies. Overworking can lead to physical and mental exhaustion, diminishing productivity and overall well-being. To avoid burnout, prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that recharge and rejuvenate you, such as exercise, hobbies, and spending time with loved ones. Set boundaries and learn to say no to tasks or commitments that do not align with your priorities. Delegate tasks when possible and seek support when needed. A key to maintaining a healthy work-life balance is avoiding being excessively engrossed in your work. It's important to detach yourself from everyday life and not let your professional persona overshadow other aspects of your individuality. Despite being an incredibly successful businessman, Steve Jobs always found time to dress casually and personally pick up a family member from the airport. According to Jobs' sister, Mona Simpson, even when he was a young millionaire, Steve would always come to pick me up at the airport. He would be there, wearing his jeans. While delegating tasks is an essential management skill, staying connected to ordinary life is crucial for maintaining work-life balance. Success is not just about achieving goals, it's about living a fulfilling and balanced life. The role of self-reflection in achieving and sustaining success. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for achieving and sustaining our growth. Taking the time to reflect on your progress, wins, and areas for improvement allows you to course correct and stay aligned with your goals. Regularly schedule moments of self-reflection to evaluate your progress and identify any patterns or habits that may hinder your success. Ask yourself what actions are serving you and what actions you need to change. Set aside time for self-care, journaling, or meditation to gain clarity and perspective. Remember that self-reflection is not about self-criticism but about self-improvement and growth. Building a support network for success. Success is not a solo endeavor, it requires a strong support network. Spend time with like-minded individuals who believe in your goals and aspirations, and can provide the encouragement needed to keep going. Build a support network of mentors, friends, and colleagues who can offer guidance, advice, and accountability. Seek out individuals who have achieved the level of success you aspire to and learn from their experiences. Additionally, be selective about who you share your dreams and aspirations with. Distance yourself from those discouraging or undermining your abilities. At the end of the day, success is not just about reaching a destination but embracing the process and continuously striving for improvement. It's not about the actual achievements but the person who you become in the pursuit. Every challenge and win brings out the true essence of who you are and tests the strength of your character. True joy comes from becoming who you were always meant to be. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.